Fockhead, Brother and Sister, N.D. Napier, New Zealand, October 8, 1893. Dear Brother and Sister Fockhead, your letter has been received and has been read with deep interest. I am very thankful to our gracious Heavenly Father that He has given you strength through His imparted grace to cut yourself loose from the Freemason Lodge and all that relates to the Society. It was not safe for you to have any part with this secret order. Those who stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel cannot be united with the Freemasons or with any secret organization. The seal of the living God will not be placed upon anyone who maintains such a connection after the light of truth has shone upon his pathway. Christ is not divided, and Christians cannot serve God and mammon. The Lord says, "Come out from among them, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, 18. I rejoice also that you have cut loose from the life insurance policy. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, verse 2-11. The assurance of heaven is the best life insurance policy you can possibly have. The Lord has promised His guardianship in this world, and in the world to come He has promised to give us immortal life. God is in earnest with us. He means just what He says, and He is not to be trifled with. Therefore, I am rejoiced that you have severed your connection with these secret orders, and that you are now a free man. If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John 8, verse 36. I have a decided interest in your case, and I am not altogether pleased with the idea of your removing to Battle Creek. I am bearing a decided testimony given me of heaven that there are altogether too many at Battle Creek. You will find, on going to Battle Creek, that though you are at the great center of the work, you are not any nearer heaven than while here. Many who have had great light have failed to walk in the light and have pursued a course like that of Chorazin and Bethsaida. They have brought into the church pride, worldliness, and have influenced others to shape their course in conformity to the practices and customs of the world. Those who maintain their integrity in Battle Creek will have to have a firm hold on the Mighty One. The Lord will be with Seventh-day Adventists just as long as they are with the Lord, but when they separate from the Lord and walk in sparks of their own kindling, then they shall lie down in sorrow, but those who truly believe the truth will feel its influence and power. He that is of God heareth God's words. Verse 47. But those who lean to the world, loving its pleasures, following its customs, drinking in of its spirit, are walking away from God into false and forbidden paths. But those who yield all to God, are wholly of Him, will be free men and women in Christ Jesus. Christ said, "He that rejecteth me, and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken shall judge him at the last day." John 12, verse 48. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4, verse 4. The most trying times are to come upon the whole earth, to try them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. Whosoever shall be willing to break one of the least of God's commandments will be found unable in spirit and in truth to keep any one of the commandments. There are many who intend to keep the commandments of God, who yet make exceptions to the straight rule of right in what they think are minor points, who, when under temptation, will be guilty of breaking the whole law. Oh, that all might realize that we are to strive for the crown of eternal life, and let him who has named the name of Christ depart from all iniquity. The whole synagogue of Satan is wearing the garb of religion. The deceptions of the enemy are of a most specious character. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6, verse 12 to 17. It is by being thus armed that we shall be able to stand against the temptations of the enemy. Our dependence must be in the Word of God. We are to say, Thy Word hath quickened me. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 50, 105. The Word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and is piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Oh, I thank the Lord with heart and soul that He has given us His Word as our guide and instructor. I am afraid to have you go to Battle Creek, for I know you will be disappointed. You expect to receive help there. You expect to find a depth of piety that is only to be discerned in a few. Many, many have drifted into Battle Creek who, instead of maintaining their consecration to God, have copied the ways and followed the example of those who have been anything but patterns of piety and devotion. A class of this kind has been swelling the numbers of the half-hearted and worldly until the line of demarcation between the church and the world is scarcely distinguishable. Because of this class who have come in among the people of God, the church at Battle Creek and the fallen churches are not so greatly diverse. But though there is much to depress and discourage in this aspect of the matter, yet there is much to encourage in the fact that the grace of Christ will prove sufficient to all who believe in His name, and those who trust in Christ shall never be confounded. To him who is a doer of the words of Christ, His name is ever precious. Every soul who shall maintain allegiance to Christ will walk in humility and in childlike dependence day by day, hour by hour. They will learn in the school of Christ the lesson of meekness and lowliness of heart, and will bear the cross after Jesus. They will deny self and no more seek the honor and praise of men, but love the honor that comes from God only. Oh, how lives have been marred by sin, and Satan has triumphed as he has thought he should certainly be successful in capturing the professed servants of Christ, that he might disfigure and spoil in them the image of their Redeemer. Christ alone can reshape and fashion the human character that has been ruined by sin. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Our Savior stooped to lift up the ruined lives of men from the dust, that he might restore in the soul of man the lost image of God and reshape the marred character after the pattern of his own divine character. He makes the character beautiful with his own glory. A profession of religion will not avail for the saving of the soul. That which is essential to salvation is that the character of Christ shall be revealed in the character of him who proclaims himself a follower of Jesus. Jesus says, A new heart will I give you. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Out of the poor, ignorant, misshaped character, the Lord has power to form a new, beautiful, symmetrical character that will reflect His own likeness. What love has been revealed to you, bro? Fockhead! What love has been manifested for you and your family, in that your danger has been pointed out, and your feet directed into the safe path. The love of Christ to you and yours has been shining from the cross of Calvary. Much time has been misspent, much time has been lost, which, if improved under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, would in the last years have resulted in bringing many souls to Christ. You would have been a laborer together with God, and your influence would have told in the work of Christ. But thank God that you have not been left in darkness. Thank God that He pitied you, that He loved you. The Lord has revealed to you His great love, and now, if you will continue to put your trust in Him, serving Him with your whole heart, He will help you. Cultivate every precious grace of character. Few men have had more devoted love for wife and children than you have had, and the Lord would have you so trust in Him that you shall make no mistakes in guiding the inexperienced feet of your children into safe paths. Be wholly trustful in God. Cultivate a love for the study of the Scriptures. Pray much, and as the Lord abides with you and you with Him, you, your wife, and children may send forth light into the world. There cannot be too much love between husbands and wives, parents and children, if that love is but sanctified, pure, and holy. Love is a very sensitive plant, and it needs to be constantly cherished, lest some chill breath shall kill it. In your treatment of your wife, in her treatment of you, let such an example be given, that your children shall learn to respect and love each other. Bear in mind that you are teachers, educating and training your little ones for the future, immortal life, for the society of heavenly angels in the kingdom of glory. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.